Our reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. A reading from 1 Thessalonians. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then, let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on a breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing.
Our gospel reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours.' But his master replied, 'You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they will have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The Gospel of our Lord. As I was reflecting on the gospel reading this week, my thoughts kept going back to a cartoon I had watched in my childhood. Okay, who am I kidding? I watched Looney Tunes well into my adulthood. The cartoon was entitled mother was a rooster, and it featured none other than Foghorn Leghorn, George P. Dog, also known as Barnyard Dog, and a tiny ostrich chick who remained nameless. At least I think he was nameless. As you may remember, Foghorn and Dog were archenemies who always seemed to be trying to outdo the other. In this particular episode, Dog decided to fool Foghorn by placing an unhatched ostrich egg near to him while he slept. Foghorn woke in the morning to the egg hatching, and out came a tiny, bald, and not so cute little ostrich. Foghorn believed it to be a chicken and was incredibly proud of his newfound son. He went off to show his pride and joy to Dog, who took one look at the tiny ostrich and proceeded to insult him, causing him to bury his head in the sand. Foghorn reassured the chick and he popped his head back out of the sand. But then Dog, well, he again insulted the tiny chick and down went the ostrich's head again with a familiar plop. Tired of the insults, Foghorn challenged Dog to a boxing match. Hilarity ensued as only Looney Tunes could provide, and in the end, both Foghorn and Dog ended up with their heads buried in the sand, with the tiny ostrich asking, "Where did everybody go?" He then plops his head back down into the sand to join the others. Now, you may be wondering to yourselves, where is Pastor Leanne going with this sermon? And what does a cartoon have to do with our readings today? Have I been out of the pulpit for just a little bit too long? But bear with me for just one second. You see, I could not help thinking of how the poor ostrich chick burying his head in the sand paralleled the third slave burying the talent in the dirt. They were both afraid. They were both afraid of risk. And then I began to wonder, how often are we afraid to risk? How often do we live in fear? How often do we bury our heads in the sand or bury the talents that God has invited us to share with one another? Are we misusing the abundance that God has given to us? Are we living our lives to the fullest as disciples and followers of Jesus Christ? So many questions. Perhaps a little background on our gospel reading this morning will help us to reflect on these questions. Our parable this week continues to explain the kingdom of heaven, just like the parable of the 10 bridesmaids last week, and the parable of the goats and sheep next week on our final Sunday of the church year. Jesus told these parables in the last few days of his life, for in the coming days he would be beaten, arrested, and put to death on the cross. In our parable today, Jesus is preparing the disciples and telling them how to live until the end times, when Jesus returns in joy and glory. And Jesus is preparing them in a way that I like to call true Jesus style, using allegory and hyperbole. He gave each of the slaves a number of talents equal to their ability and comfort levels. Jesus knew his beloved children well, and he gave to them in complete trust and abundance. Because you see, a talent in antiquity was an enormous amount of money, anywhere in between 15 to 20 years worth of wages. In modern times, a single talent would be worth $1.5 million. God provided abundantly for the slaves. So the first two slaves took the talents and they took a risk and they doubled their efforts. The third slave took his single talent and he buried it. Now, burying a talent would not have been out of the ordinary, because in antiquity it was regarded as a security measure. It was safe and completely without risk. Well, as long as one did not forget where they buried it. It is sort of like us putting our money under our mattress. After giving the talents, the master left. There was a delay in his return, which represented the unexpected return of Jesus Christ. But when he did return, he is met by the first two slaves, who excitedly share that they have doubled their amount of talents. They risked, and they were rewarded. They took an opportunity to lead, and they grew in faith. The master is pleased with their efforts, and he welcomes them into the joy of God. He welcomes them to the wedding feast. The third slave arrives, and he returns the single talent to the master and explains why he buried it. He was fearful of the master. He was afraid of the risk, which proverbially left his head buried in the sand like that of the ostrich. Jesus is unhappy with the slave, and he calls him wicked and lazy, and he goes on to state that, "For to all those that have, more will be given, and they will have abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for the worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Now, I don't know about you, but reading this left me feeling disturbed and frankly a little bit angry. Where is the Jesus of compassion? Where is the Jesus of grace and mercy? The third slave did not steal the talent. He did not spend it foolishly. The master lost nothing, but yet he is utterly displeased with the slave. The judgment he received was real. Our parable today teaches us and speaks about risk and invitation. Jesus invited each of the slaves into a deeper relationship with him. He invited them into the kingdom of heaven, into the great abundance that only God can provide. The first two slaves accepted the abundance of God's gift. They took a risk and grew in faithfulness and discipleship. They lived and loved in the true image of God. The third slave, well, he let his fear overcome him. He was afraid to risk and blind to Jesus' invitation, even though he too was given an abundant gift as well. God's grace was all around him, but he could not see it. His head was buried in the sand like that of the tiny ostrich chick. As we continue to live in these uncertain and strange times of pandemic, injustice, and political strife, may we be like the first two slaves. May we risk greatly and be faithful stewards of God's abundant grace. May we love and serve one another deeply and courageously. May we take chances and get our hands dirty in helping one another, in building one another up, in stepping out of our comfort zones to help those who live in poverty and with injustice. May we trust one another as the master trusted his servants. May we keep alert and stay awake, as our reading from 1 Thessalonians reminds us this morning, knowing that the Lord will indeed arrive like a thief in the night, and that we too will be invited to enter into the joy of the master. Let us keep our heads out of the sand and accept the invitation to live into the grace and mercy of a loving God whose abundance and love knows no end. Amen. Our hymn of the day is from the ELW number 695, As Saints of Old.